Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And you hear that music, you know it's time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp. Crispy, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
We're doing great this morning, guys. Thank you. And I'm just enjoying my, Porthy, man, Ryan said, say it this way, you're enjoying your fabulous cup of coffee.
Wow, that's well done. Well done by you and Ryan Porth.
I got to give the Porth man credit for that one.
Well, we've kind of been ripping on him all show long, so he probably deserves some credit in some way.
Crispy, thanks for having my back,
yeah, Crispy. we've got a lot to get to today, obviously, with the hockey team, but I want to start with this. We've been doing something called Love Week all week on the show, handing out some advice to our listeners, and today's question is this. If you had to give one piece of advice on the secret to a long and healthy relationship, Dr. Crispy, what would that advice be?
To a long and happy and healthy relationship?
That is correct.
Give and take.
Okay.
My wife and I have been married for 55 years, going on 56, and we look back on a lot of our years, and she's probably my best bet. We go down the friend, et cetera, et cetera. And when you look back over all the trails we've traveled, I think, just remember, it's give and take.
Very nice. I like that, Crispy. Well done.
Very good.
So, Crispy, as you look at the game last night against Detroit, what stood out to you for the Predators? Obviously, Pekka-Rinne back in goal, outstanding last night. Favreau finds a way to get it done. What did you think of the Predators and their effort last night against Detroit?
You know what? I thought the effort was good enough to win the game, which it was. But I think, and a lot of us were surprised at the team we run into, and I think the Predators got a little stymied. Not that they overlooked them, or like the coach had mentioned, they weren't looking past them or whatnot, but Detroit is one fast hockey club. And you know what it seems like? Every time we're talking about our opponents, we go with the speed. Everybody's coming at you with speed now. It started with the Hurricanes and Dallas and Tampa, and they just keep coming. And last night, I was impressed with the speed that the Detroit Red Wings threw at us, and I was equally impressed with the game, the scoring chances both teams created, and the goaltending by both Pekka-Rinne and Greiss. So to me, it was an entertaining game in that area.
Yeah, what's it been like here lately, Crispy, watching Pekka-Rinne in goal?
You know what? We've watched him for so long, and I admire him so long. To me, he's one of the classiest hockey people I've run across on both on. And if you ever heard, listen to his interview last night, we were sitting there when Kara Hammer was interviewing him, and I was sitting there by myself and just thinking to myself, what a class talk speech. This is not speech, from the heart. She asked him about his, and he says, you know what? He said, I've had a great career. He said, I don't know when it'll end. I don't know how much longer it will go on. But he said, I'm going to enjoy every minute, every day, every practice, every game of it. I'm going to enjoy my teammates. I'm going to enjoy going into the dressing room. It was just an unbelievable. I left the rink last night and come home and said to my wife, you know what? Pekka just lived up to everything we said about him. What a class person he is.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Crispy, another power play goal for the Preds last night. Ryan Ellis puts one home in the first period. Dante Favreau had a power play goal a couple of games ago against Tampa Bay. Are you seeing anything different out there on the power play? Anything that you like that the Preds are doing lately on the power play?
The one thing I do, and I've been harping on this for quite a while now, they're moving the puck quicker in the offensive zone. They're snapping. We don't get the long up and down the sideboards. The guys used to get the puck and go up and down, up and down, up and down, 35, 40 seconds, trying to decide what to do with it. And the other team just let them stay there. Now the guys are moving. They're moving to the openings. They're putting it down in the corner behind the net, back out, like Coach Hines says. They're taking it deep and then throwing it back to the point real fast before the other team can get down deep and back out. And they're starting to shoot. Now, the shooting was good, except that we weren't getting it through. Now we're getting it through. And that was a typical Ryan Ellis one-timer from Forsberg, from Josie, tic-tac-toe. That's how you plan it. Then the kid, Favreau, he's one of the few that knew he can get that puck through from the point on net without a cannon, without a big wind-up, just a quick wrist shot through. and that was the game. And the other goal he scored was the same way. So to me, the power play is starting to figure out that the faster we move the puck and the quicker we get it on their net, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, what was it, poor fat Mr. Fabro-less?
Fabulous coffee.
Yes, there you go. But obviously, I mean, he's had some struggles. I mean, he's still a young player. I think sometimes we forget that because obviously he had that terrific kind of coming out party in 2019. What have you seen from him overall as a player? What do you think something like last night might do for him? And also, Crispy, what's the outlook for this defense corps with Ekholm out week to week at this point?
You know what? With the youngster, Fabro, he's going to get nothing but better. Nothing but better. You can tell. And don't forget, he's missed quite a bit of hockey due to the last year's shortage, the short schedule, the pandemic, the way we're working, and now being, you know, get pushed into every second night of game or whatever. He is still in the learning stage. But he's playing with so much more confidence now. I watch him take the puck now and come up ice. I watch him get back and defend better. He's maturing. And you can see the maturing of him coming along right now and playing alongside of guys like Ekholm and Yossi and Ellis, the veterans out there. He's going to learn and make it that much quicker. But I like his game and I like his attitude. And if you ever listen to his interviews, he's a very mature young man when it comes to talking hockey.
Fred Stevie analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Crispy, I want to circle back to Pekka because we knew heading into this season it was going to be a different role for him. You know, 1A, 1B, him being the backup, whatever way you want to put it. But I just feel like with the way he's played as of late, he has earned more playing time as they move forward. Number one, do you agree with that? And number two, how impressive is it, in your opinion, to see him bounce back this season and do what he's doing right now at the age of 38?
You know what? It's impressive. Really impressive at the age of 38. Usually the goaltenders by then have, you know, said, okay, it's been a good run and whatnot. But his bounce back this year, but he's come back with he's had the experience. We've had that. We've seen what he can do. But I think now he's reached a stage in his life, in his career, where he is complacent with what he's done. He knows what he's capable of. He knows what he's done and what he can do. And when he's called upon, he said he'll do the best he can to do it. So that's what Pekka brings right now. And I think that Coach Hines, and you listen to Coach Hines talk, this is the best thing for Saros, having a person like Pekka in the dressing room with him, in practice with him, sitting on the plane or the buses, wherever they are, talking to each other. And they're the best of buddies. You ask both of them. They're friends. They're not in competition. They both want to play. Hey, they both want to be in the thing. That's your nature. That's why you're an athlete. That's why you play pro sports, is to compete. But they also support each other. And I think that we as a community, as a team, and as fans, especially hockey, are really, really lucky to have both the goaltenders, Rene and Saros, here. And you know what? The players feel the same way because they have confidence in both these goaltenders when they go out on the ice.
So, Crispy, now having seen the Preds play against everybody in this, you know, one-year Central Division, anything stand out to you that maybe surprises you about the division in general? Where do you think the Preds fit in here?
I'll tell you what, we're in tough. I'll be honest. We are in tough. Every team in our division is coming this year. Like, they're all what we've seen so far. I mean, Detroit last night, their speed. We know what Tampa's capable of. We know what Dallas did to us. The Florida team, unreal. The Hurricanes, fast. We're in as they are. We're bunched up in a bunch of. It's going to be a race, and it's going to go right down. Willie Donick says it, and he repeats it. It's going to go right down to the wire, and it's going to be because your 3-point games are going to be so tremendous down towards the end because we're going to be bunched.
Preds TV analyst Terry Criss has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Crispy, great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. We appreciate you guys on the morning runs with us. We have fun with you.
Absolutely. Terry Crisp, one of the best in the business, an absolute legend here with the Nashville Predators. And it is interesting. Like, you look at this division right now, and Florida, I got to tell you, that's the surprise team to me so far. Like, you know what you have in Tampa. I think we knew Carolina was going to be pretty good. But Florida right now, I mean, you're talking about 8-1-2 on the season. That's a heck of a run Joel Quenneville has been able to put together so far.
Despite Joel Quenneville.
Yeah, despite that.
No, they've been very impressive. And, you know, to Porth's point, I guess the Stars would be – would the Stars be the biggest disappointment at this point?
Probably.
I guess the Stars and the Preds. You know, yeah. Not that the Preds had massive expectations, but you hope to be better than 6-8.
Yeah, but Stars, I mean, they're 5-3-3. They've had some injuries. I mean, not having Tyler Seguin, it's a pretty big deal. Ben Bishop not being there, it's a pretty big deal too. So part of their story is the injuries. I still think they're going to be okay, and they'll be able to compete, but not a great run for the Stars as of late.
They've been hot and cold.
They have been.
And that dates back to last season, even before the bubble when they went at, you know, they won the West, but
Couldn't get a goal for a while.
They were very up and down last regular season.
It also helps when, like, Pavelski came out of the gate putting up 5 points a night. That probably helps, too.
And the Blackhawks, we'd count them as along with Florida as a pleasant surprise so far, right? You got to.
At least when they're losing in overtime, I guess. 6-5-4.
Yeah,
four.
Yeah.
It's a lot so far in this season. When we come back, we will revisit the Nashville Predators, talk about the game last night against Detroit, and throw this out there. Is it time for Pekka to be the number one goaltender for this team once again? We'll discuss it next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.